The election is on, battle lines are drawn, and as always, standing at the front is democracy's ultimate defender. The pollies may bluster and blow, but there's one voice you can rely on. Unfortunately, Anthony Green was unavailable, so instead, welcome to Radio Chaser.
I'm supposed to now set up the Scott Morrison housing policy sketch.
I love how there's no themes in this show.
But can I be honest? I was trying to read up on Scott Morrison's housing policy, and it is so boring that I instead just surfed the internet instead.
Just watch the ads, Charles. They'll tell you all you need to know.
Yes, they will, John. The ads are brilliant.
But I think the general gist of it is that he's decided he wants to give a subsidy now to first home buyers. He wants to help people get into their new homes and give them some money to do it or something like that.
I think it's
right?
If they get a go, they have a go because they need a go and then they get a go.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. And the whole thing about Scott Morrison, this whole election campaign is you can't subsidise anything because Labor wants to subsidise lots of things because it makes things more expensive. Oh. But this subsidy is not going to make anything more expensive.
No.
Yeah, because... It's his,
Charles. It's totally different.
And then the other principle that he's had throughout this election is that he's not into just giving people something for nothing, right?
No. Mm.
You got to earn it. You can't just get something for nothing.
Yeah, you got to vote for Scott Morrison.
Yeah. Unless it's for housing, in which case you just get this thing for nothing.
Get this thing for nothing.
Yeah.
he's really thought this through nicely.
And then the last principle is, you know, like, you can't just sort of, the government can't just intervene into the housing market or any market, really. No. It's up to, you know, individuals to do that.
But this isn't.
Except for this.
Okay,
thing.
Right, okay.
You've explained this so much better than he has, Charles. Yeah. You should be Prime Minister tomorrow.
I'm really impressed. I wish I was a young person because then it would really appeal to me. Because that's presumably who he's after, Charles. He wants to sell this to young people. And I tell you what, I reckon it's working, guys. I reckon it's working. Every young person I see just cannot stop talking about this amazing ad.
Hey kids, sup dudes, I'm your Prime Minister, the ScoMo Meister.
Oh, hi.
I hear you lot might not want to vote for me.
I'd rather have herpes.
Haha, and I hear you, and I hear you're having trouble buying your own house.
Yep.
Word, I get it. So I'm going to make it easy for you kids to buy your own house, just like me.
Yay, you're going to massively increase my wage?
No, nothing like that.
Oh, then a tax break, like you're giving the old people?
No.
Don't tell me you're going to put me in even more debt. Tell me that's not the solution.
I'm going to put you into even more debt. Hang on, how did you know that?
Just a wild guess.
Now is the perfect time to lock in a massive lifelong debt on an asset that's rapidly losing value.
I think I'll pass.
You could buy my house if you want. I wouldn't mind offloading it before its value totally collapses.
Yeah, nah.
Buy my house, you f***ing ungrateful millennial.
Only the Liberal Party will help baby boomers unload their shitty investments onto the next generation.
Authorised by the Liberal Party. God, I can't wait for the ad blackout to begin on Wednesday.
Radio Chaser. Triple M.
Now, the Prime Minister had his big campaign launch yesterday, trying to do the vision thing, the inspiration, talk big about the future. The only problem is I have no idea what he meant. He has all these things, these phrases that he loves, and I cannot understand what they mean, which is why we've put together the segment to try and explain it.
Harvard University Department of Linguistics presents... Can you speak ScoMo?
Yes, I'm hoping that our panel of Chaz, Andrew and Charles can speak ScoMo better than me. I want to know what this phrase means, guys. He tweeted it yesterday. It is my vision for this country as your Prime Minister to keep the promise of Australia to all Australians. What is the promise of Australia? No one's ever told me about this before.
Okay. No. I got this one because he says the promise to Australia is to everyone who calls himself Australian. He's saying if you're from Australia, you are owed being in Australia. In other words, we won't banish you for no reason.
That's good.
And to be honest, I think that's a comfort. I can't believe Labor has a compulsory banishment policy. That's bad politics.
Any other thoughts?
Well, look, I mean, you see, the promise of Australia. What is it to keep the promise of Australia? Look, I'm confused because he spelled it with a capital P. I think it might be a typo. And what he actually means is the promontory. What he means is Wilson's Promontory. I think he's very worried that we're not going to keep Wilson's Promontory because Chinese property investors are going to come in and take Wilson's Promontory away. And this is a problem for the housing market.
Okay, now we need a segment, Can You Speak Andrew Hansen? Charles, what does it mean, the promise of Australia?
I think it's very clear what he means. I think it's very clear that it means that he's got early onset dementia. I think that's what it is.
Because the only thing I could think of was that the promise is that if you don't like this Prime Minister, there'll be another one along in a few months. Now, also, he said, he kept talking about quiet Australians. He said it was the promise that allows Australians quietly going about their lives to realise their aspirations. Quiet, hardworking Australians. Why does ScoMo like quiet Australians?
Well, they don't do karaoke. The mute never do karaoke. They never do the Aussie, oi, oi, oi chant.
It's true.
I like them as well. I love the mute.
You like quiet people? My theory, Dommy, is that he likes choir people, because if anybody is actually speaking to him, they're all saying, you dickhead. So he prefers people just not to speak.
I completely disagree. I think it's because when they're speaking to him, they say, you're a dipshit, not a dickhead.
Totally different opinion, Charles. Yeah. Well, look, you and I can just beg to differ on that.
Okay, one last one here. Now, he's been saying for months now, if you have a go, you will get a go. Now, I don't understand that, but yesterday he went further. He said, when you give Australians a go, they will get a go and they will have a go. What on earth does that mean?
I've got this one. He's talking about Monopoly and how you get $200 every time you advance past go, which is a brilliant way of making Australians richer. Get them to land on go as much as possible.
Look, personally, I just hope he'll basically go.
Triple M, Radio Chaser.
Yes, here at Radio Chaser, we've found a way to find to make the election exciting. We are voting on Australia's number one democracy sausage. So many to choose from. We're running through the final four shortly. But the point is, we already gave away one ticket during the show. Matt's going to join us at Sausage Fest on Friday. Young Henry's is going to take place. Maury Meats is making the sausage for us. Maury Meats of George Street, North Strathfield. Check them out at maurymeat.com.au. And you can be the first in Sydney to try Radio Chaser's exclusive Voters Bitter. That's thanks to our mates Young Henry's, proudly independent, best served loud, Newtown's finest.
Yes, and it's a very, 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 very bitter beer.
Oh, can't wait.
And can I just say, I didn't interrupt you once to complain about the name Sausage Festival. You said that whole thing.
Even though it's heinous.
Yeah.
Yes, there's actual voter tears in that voter's bitter, aren't
there? I must say I'm a bit disappointed with the final four sausages, to be honest.
Because just like the candidates. That's perfect.
Exactly.
What did you expect?
It's just like the rest of the election. Yeah, it's exactly like democracy.
Well, what are they? What are the final four sausages?
Well, can I just tell you some of the ones that have missed out?
Yeah. Yes.
Including the Pauline. The Pauline has 100% white meat.
But the thing, in the end, no one would give that sausage their preference.
Yes. Yes, of course.
The voters have been deciding at triplem.com.au. People have actually been putting in votes. You can choose from the final four. Charles, what's in the final four?
Oh, well, the final four, if you want me to just skip ahead to that, is we've got the Barnaby Joyce, which is an all pork affair with a bit of sauce on the side.
Which nobody needs to ever put in their mouth. Continue.
But somehow, mystically, they still do. But only if you're employed by Barnaby Joyce. Anyway, the short and sweet, which is a very short beef sausage with a sweet surprise, which is two little scrumptious man boobs.
Oh, my God. I'm becoming a vegetarian as we speak.
Actually, that's another one that didn't make it. The greens one, the kale that's and flaxseed sausage didn't make it. I don't know why.
That was my favourite. Yeah. That was my personal favourite.
Then we've got the ballot paper sausage, the below the line, which is the world's longest sausage. It's 1.5 metres long, which is almost, but not quite as long as the Senate ballot paper.
That's an impressive bit of sausage processing from Maureen Meat, may I say.
And finally, the Clive Parmigiana, which is, let's actually check out the ad for the Clive Parmigiana.
You've had a hard day's work down the nickel mine. Now you want a snack that fits the size of your appetite.
Oh, so hungry.
But there's just one problem. Your boss hasn't paid you. Introducing the Clive Parmigiana. A f***ing fat f*** of a chicken parma sausage. Finely crafted by unpaid workers, then advertised on every f***ing billboard around the country for months on end.
Hello, everybody. Here I am.
It's the sausage you'd buy if you'd been paid the wage you'd been promised.
Aww.
Next time you have a hunger for unpaid work, choose the Clive Parmigiana sausage. Available now, but only in luxury Fijian resorts.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
You know how the Libs and the Nats are in coalition together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called the Coalition, right, Charles?
Yeah, the Coalition are in coalition together.
Hmm.
Well, that's all been sort of falling apart in the last few days.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy, his name's Jim Molan or something. He's a senator. He's been around for years.
He sounds really interesting.
Never heard of him.
Mm.
Anyway, he's a bit sour that he got put forth on the ballot paper. And so he's been running around handing out his own completely unauthorised how to vote card, saying, vote for me ahead of the actual Liberals and Nationals on the Liberal...
He's gone rogue.
Yeah, he's gone rogue, right. And then, so that's been happening for the last few days. And then today, the Nats went, oh, well, if that Lib is going to do it, then we're going to do it as well. So the entire coalition is in disarray in New South Wales because they're all going to hand out their own how to votes. And the whole point about a coalition is you just have to hand out one how to vote. Like, it's completely, like, it's a schmozzle.
That sounds, I mean, they're having a pretty good day. Did you hear what, I heard a great quote from Tony Abbott this morning, which was, Labor has much better climate change policies than the coalition. That's what Tony Abbott said this morning.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, I think he might have forgotten which party he's representing.
Well, he needs a how to vote card.
He does. Says,
don't vote for me would be the wise thing to write on it.
In his world, isn't having good climate policies a bad thing? Like, isn't that a criticism coming from Tony Abbott?
Yes, basically.
It's a paradox. It's all very confusing.
We've only got a few more days of it left, but I think the Liberal Party's latest ad really clarifies things.
Hi, I'm from the Coalition. On Saturday, you'll be handed a card telling you how to vote for the Coalition. This is not how to vote for the Coalition, so throw it away. Instead, simply fill out the boxes below the line. There are only 365,000 of them. For example, if you want to vote for Scott Morrison, simply vote 3, 8, 1, 5, 7, 12, 9, 4, 2, 6, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. However, if you believe that marriage is strictly between a woman, a man, and his mistress, vote for Barnaby Joyce by voting 2, 5, 3, 1, 12, 19, 2, 6, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Finally, if you want to vote for an inspiring leader with the vision to take us to a bright future, simply hop on a plane and head to New Zealand.
Authorised by the Liberal Party of Australia, but not the National Party. They'll be releasing their own version of this ad, which totally contradicts this one, in the next few minutes.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Scott Morrison, he's just announced this little scheme, hasn't he, about, helping first home buyers to buy a house. But at the same time, I'm a little confused, I've got to admit, guys, because he's also saying that if you end up with a Labor in charge, that the house prices are going to become too cheap. So he seems to sort of want houses to be affordable, but not affordable either. Well, maybe he does. Look, I don't know. I couldn't get my head around it. But then when I heard his latest campaign, it all became very clear to me.
A message from a boofhead.
Hi, Scott Morrison here. Rest assured, I want houses to keep on being expensive. And rest assured, I want young people to afford those expensive houses as if they're cheap. But rest assured, I'm not making houses cheap by making houses cheap. I'm doing it by making them expensive while making them cheap at the same time. So if you want houses expensive, they'll be expensive. And if you want them cheap, they'll be cheap. Oh, and remember, Labor can't be trusted with house prices.
Written and authorised by Scott Morrison. I'm talking this fast because I need to record as many voiceovers as possible to pay my massive home loan.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Hasn't it been a shocking campaign, though, with some big missteps, huge political mistakes that we've seen just rolling out over this campaign? I mean, we had Pauline Hanson's party with the absolute shocker where they were caught out doing these deals with American gun crazies. We've had candidates booted out because they made dodgy social media posts. Mm. But I think, guys, the biggest shocker, the biggest misstep in perhaps political history that I've saw happened just today at the city markets, Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, admitting Who would do this in their right mind? What politician would admit to liking coriander?
Oh,
come on, ScoMo. Dude. Can you believe it? I mean, I'm a curry man myself. I don't mind it, but I'm not running for office. You know, I mean,
you just admitted that to all of Sydney. Did you know that?
I know it's divisive, Zoe. I know it's divisive. And this is why I wouldn't say it if I was running for the Prime Minister.
Should we give him a yellow card for liking coriander?
A yellow card at the very least to Mr. Scott Morrison. Liking this.
That's a warning.
Extremely divisive herb. Well, of course, the Labor Party have jumped on this and released an attack ad. Take a listen.
First, Tony Abbott ate a raw onion.
Yuck!
Now Scott Morrison says he likes coriander.
Gross! What a monster!
The Liberals will stop at nothing to put pungent herbs and unenjoyable vegetables in their own mouths.
What next? Peter Dutton eating Brussels sprouts?
Well, no, he probably prefers potatoes.
Oh, of course.
The Liberals. They can't be trusted with garden produce.
Written and authorised by the Australian Labor Party. I quite like coriander, so I'm speaking fast because I'm embarrassed to admit it.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
ScoMo was getting pretty desperate. Yesterday he fronted the press club and said, "I will burn for you every day if you vote for me." He's quoting Farnham lyrics. That's how desperate he is.
I will burn for you?
Well, look, Sportsbet reckons it's all over. They've already paid out on a Labor victory, which is pretty extraordinary. Yeah,
Why? How is that possible?
They reckon it is so over that they've paid out the $1.3 million or whatever of winnings.
What happens if they're wrong?
But look, I thought if Sportsbet's paid out, we may as well do the same thing and call it. We can be the first to call it before Anthony Green. And in fact, we've even prepared the special tribute to Scott Morrison.
In memoriam, Scott Morrison. He was the Prime Minister nobody wanted, chosen because he was less terrifying than Peter Dutton and less terrifying than giving the job to a woman. Bravely, he fought this election solo, armed with only a single policy, that if Australians had a go, they'd get a go. And even that was plagiarised from Dr. Seuss. In the end, voters decided he had to go. He's survived by his loving faction, his vast space-age Pentecostal church, and dozens of baseball caps that make him look like an ordinary Australian. A very ordinary Australian. ScoMo will be remembered as the man who stopped the votes, who pretended to get the budget into the black, and definitely got Engadine Maccas into the brown.
Radio Chaser, Triple M.